Elizabeth Muya is gazing keenly into the hot spring a few meters in front of her. Her 7-year-old son Joshua and 3-year-old daughter Abby have just placed 4 eggs into the bubbling waters of the hot spring in Lake Bogoria. It has taken Elizabeth nearly 5 hours to drive from Nairobi to Lake Bogoria. Although the distance from the capital city is only 246 kilometers, it took her more time because sections of the road meander through rough terrain. But Elizabeth was determined to finally bring her 2 young children to Lake Bogoria's famous hot springs.
I'm here for the hot springs and geishas. They are beautiful to watch and inherit. Plus, I hear they're also great for the skin.
With her kids tugging at her shorts, Elizabeth ventures carefully into one of the hot springs. The steam engulfs them.
It's like being in a natural sauna.
These natural steams and saunas are a tourist magnet. The lake has approximately 200 hot springs that can shoot up to 5 meters high. Because of their high carbon dioxide concentration, the springs usually boil in wild fashion that adds to the spectacle. Dr. Samuel Gishere, a former chief economist in the Ministry of Environment and current director of strategy at a consulting firm, explains more about these hot springs.
This has something to do with the seismological movements or the underground movements of the earth. And the Rift Valley, given what it is said that to date, there are still those underground movements going on around the lake.
But for some local people like James Chesire, a 25-year-old man from a nearby village, the hot springs have a much more sinister origin. With his goats wandering around him, James gazes silently at Elizabeth and her children from a safe distance of 200 meters away. Although he often grazes the goats a stone throw away from the lake, he has never ventured into the hot springs, thanks to a powerful legend.
The hot springs and the lake can easily swallow us if we step into them. That may sound crazy, but it's the local myth that we heard from our grandparents, who in turn heard it from their grandparents.
Such local folklore may have no scientific footing, but it reinforces the immense cultural and environmental attraction of the lake. It is not only a center of the flamingos that fill it with their pink plumage, but also a cultural hotbed and a hot springs center. Dr. Gishere notes that the hot springs also signify another critical attribute of the lake.
It means you still have hot gases underneath, so you are more assured of the geothermal power, almost to the eternity. The geothermal energy is takes the highest percentage in terms of energy production in this country. The production, the distribution, it's efficient in that we don't even see blackouts these days.
As Elizabeth and her 2 kids walk away from the lake's shore to their car, it is clear that the hot springs, which have captivated them for an hour, are part of an ecosystem that promises to usher geothermal energy from the depths of Baringo County, where the lake is located, into the country at large. The Geothermal Development Corporation has announced that as of January next year, 20 geothermal wells will be drilled in the vicinity of the lake at a place known as Baringo Silali Block. Although these wells will produce 200 megawatts of electricity, the entire block has a potential of 3,000 megawatts. James, the local herder, may have cultural reasons to avoid the hot springs, but if everything works out well, he will likely embrace the geothermal energy that will be unleashed. For RFI, I am David John Bokali, reporting from Lake Bogoria in Baringo County, Kenya.